Governor Jay Inslee says his budget proposal includes investments in the state's early learning system to help make sure kids are ready for school. But some advocacy groups say it doesn't go far enough. More from KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
Inslee proposes to add thousands of slots in the state-funded preschool program for low-income families. He also wants to take the first steps toward expanding eligibility for families with a bit higher income. But Ryan Preco with the group Child Care Aware of Washington says the state is in a full-blown child care crisis. He says the governor and the legislature need to do more to help families afford good quality care in addition to that preschool program.
We're literally at a point where demand for child care is higher than it's ever been in our country's history. And we've never, ever invested in a child care at a level that would provide an infrastructure to take on that demand.
Preco says it's urgent that the state boost the rates it pays child care providers who accept children who qualify for the Working Connections subsidy program. He says some providers have stopped accepting kids because the subsidy rate is so low, and some are charging private paying families more to make up for what the state fails to pay. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.